Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about how families achieve balance. Today, Dr. Luke will talk about how families achieve balance as they go through different stages of life. This is important in that lack of balance can cause great stress in life. Let us start with the story of a family. Chipo was a 38-year-old woman who lived in a rural village. Her husband worked hard as a farmer and salesman, and she worked in a store in the village they lived in. Her daughter was 12 years old and was a fairly good student. However, Chipo was noticing that her daughter was going through emotional and physical changes, which were a little more disruptive than she figured her daughter's moving into adolescence would be. She and her husband had discussed this, but she was not clear how to handle these changes. Sometimes she was so upset with her daughter, she yelled at her and then she felt bad. At other times, she did nothing. One day, Chipo was talking with a friend of hers about this topic, as both had daughters the same age. Her friend told her that the local hospital at times had talks about topics like this and suggested they go together as they both had interest in this topic. So they both went and listened to a pediatrician. The pediatrician started by saying that family therapy researchers agree that normal families will go through a series of stages. The stages are compared often to the stages that an individual goes through as they develop from infancy to adulthood. Chipo was surprised but still interested when the pediatrician said that the first stage of the family is titled Between Families, the Unattached Young Adult. This is actually the time when young adult individuals separate from their families of origin. This is included as a first stage of the new family because it is necessary before the other stages can occur successfully. In order to form a new family, the individual has to be able to emotionally separate from their parents. Of course, this does not mean that they don't continue positive and important relationship with their parents. It does mean that they are able to make independent decisions and be responsible for themselves. The pediatrician then said that the next stage might be the most important. She said that the second stage is the joining of families through marriage. This is the stage of the newly married couple. A key emotional change that must occur in this stage is the commitment to the new family system. During the stage, the new couple has to adjust their individual ways of doing things. They have to make decisions about who is in charge with each family activity and responsibility, and how they are going to do things. They also have to change the way that they relate to their families of origin and their friends. The third stage, the pediatrician said, is the family with young children. In this stage, the couple has to adjust the marital system to make space for children. The husband and wife now take on parenting roles and have to decide how they will parent and who will do what. Again, they have to alter their relationships with their families of origin to include parenting and grandparenting roles. The pediatrician said the fourth stage of the family is when the children become adolescents. In this stage, there has to be an increased flexibility of family boundaries to include the children's gradually increasing independence. There has to be a shifting of parent-child relationship to permit the adolescent to move in and out of the family system. In this stage, there is a refocusing of midlife marital and career issues. Finally, during this stage, the couple may begin to shift towards concerns for their parents who are now older. The pediatrician continued with the next stage, that is, the fifth stage. It is launching the children and moving on. During this stage, the children are establishing themselves in their independent family life, and there must be a change in focus of the marital system to a couple again. They have to develop adult-to-adult relationships with grown children. They also have to realign relationships to include in-laws and grandchildren. Finally, during this stage, the couple usually has to deal with physical disabilities or the death of parents and grandparents. The sixth and final stage, which the pediatrician mentioned, is when the family is in later life. The tasks of the stage are to maintain the couple's functioning and interests in the face of physical decline. They also must explore new roles and interests as they grow older. There is a need for support of a more central role for the middle generation, and many times, there is an increase in the focus of the experience of the younger generation. The pediatrician stated that these are the six stages of family development that are usually accepted by family therapy researchers. As you may imagine, adjusting to each new stage in the family can be difficult and problematic. For example, a young husband and wife may do very well at relating to each other before they have children. However, when children are born, they have to change their relationship. They no longer have as much time for each other, and they have to establish how they will parent children. As any parent knows, having children changes life drastically. If the couple cannot agree on parenting techniques, or if one member of the couple feels displaced by the children, relationship problems can occur. Another common difficulty in relating to the new stage is when the children leave home. If a couple did not fully work through their relationship issues early in the marriage, these problems may have subsided after children were born, simply because attention was focused on the children. The uncorrected marital problems may actually not surface until the children leave home. At that time, the couple is forced to focus on each other again, and the difficulties in marriage become very apparent. Research has shown that most marital separations occur very early in marriage or after the children have left home and become independent. This ended the pediatrician's talk. Chipo was very glad her friend had suggested they come. Chipo's friend told her that there was a person who had helped her with her daughter more than anyone could. The reason was that this person had changed her life to give her new purpose and meaning. This person, her friend told her, was Jesus Christ. Chipo wanted to know more about this person, Jesus. She wanted to know how to be a better parent. Chipo's friend turned to a place in the Bible which read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from the path." Proverbs 22:6. Chipo's friend turned to another place in the Bible which read, "Therefore we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and are justified by faith in him." Romans 5:1. Chippo's friend told her that she now had peace with God through Jesus Christ. This peace allowed her to have purpose and meaning, which she had lacked in life up to the time she had accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. Chippo asked her friend how she could come to know this Jesus and receive the same type of peace, purpose, patience, and self-control in life. She knew she needed this to overcome the problems she was having with her daughter, and she also knew she was powerless to deal with these problems by herself. Chippo's friend told her the most important thing was that she recognized that she was separated from God because of sin, and that sin was the problem, and not other people. It was this separation from God which now gave us a lack of purpose and meaning in life, and which in eternity will also give us separation from God. She again showed her a place in the Bible which read, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 2:32. This meant that all people have sinned. Because of their sin, they have fallen short of what God wanted for them. Chippo's friend next turned to another place in the Bible which read, "But the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. Chippo's friend told her that this meant that the payment for our sin was spiritual death, or separation from God. However, God gave us eternal life, beginning now, if we accept Him. This eternal life is a free gift. All we have to do is believe that He died for our sins in our place. Chippo's friend turned to yet another place in the Bible which read, "But God showed His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. This meant that God loved us so much that when we did not deserve His help, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He died on the cross for our sins so that we might have new life. Chippo's friend went on to show a final place in the Bible which read, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Romans 10:9. Chippo's friend asked Chippo to pray the following prayer after her. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I have sinned before You. I know that I need You to take care of my sins. I believe that You died on the cross for my sins and afterwards rose from the dead, and now You are alive to show Your victory over sin and death. I ask You to come into my life and give me a new life. Amen." After Chippo prayed this prayer, she did have a new peace and purpose in life, which gave her better self-control and patience with her daughter. You too can have the same life in Jesus Christ if you too will pray as Chippo did and accept Jesus into your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.